Secretary of State Colin Powell has used his trip to South Asia this week to talk about a future post-Taliban state in Afghanistan. He named an envoy to help bring this about and has even suggested that some moderate Taliban leaders could take part in such a government. But the Bush administration has long cautioned that the United Nations should take the lead role in developing a coalition that could take over if the Taliban is defeated. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports from New York.
It's a race against time to bring together a coalition of the fractious groups in Afghanistan as the U.S. and British military campaign continues. The UN Security Council's point man on Afghanistan, Lakhdar Brahimi, is understandably cautious, and he doesn't want to see the Security Council rush into a peacekeeping operation.
We cannot produce a solution out of a hat to these problems. All we can do is see how we can bring all the parties that have a say together. We cannot do it overnight.
Brahimi would know. This is the second time he takes up this role as the UN Security Council special envoy to Afghanistan. The Algerian diplomat quit 2 years ago. He says at that time he was frustrated with the warring clans in Afghanistan because, as he put it, each of them wanted either total victory or the status quo, continued war. Brahimi believes this is changing now.
I think it's reasonable to expect that the Afghans will now have second options that are not the status quo.
The UN envoy made clear he doesn't think the United Nations should administer Afghanistan, and he's leery of sending peacekeepers because, as he says, it's a country where the people are proud and don't like foreigners in uniform. Brahimi made his case to the Security Council yesterday. He's to meet Powell's point man on Afghanistan, Richard Haass, here in New York tomorrow. The State Department has been calling for a broad-based coalition. Secretary of State Colin Powell even suggested that moderate Taliban members could play a role. David Malone, president of the International Peace Academy, which works with the UN Security Council, says it's too early to talk about the future of the Taliban.
None of us know how the Taliban will collapse. It's likely that they will collapse. Will they just leave the country? Will they fade away? Will they break down into small and highly effective guerrilla groups that will go on fighting back and fighting a new government? These are very different scenarios, the final one being a very worrying scenario. We simply don't know yet.
And that's not the only big question. Simply getting the various clans and ethnic groups to work together in Afghanistan has failed many times in the past. Retired State Department official Phyllis Oakley worked with an interim government the United States hoped could take over Afghanistan after Soviet troops pulled out. She has no illusions about the difficulties of trying again.
We always used to talk about the comparison with a kaleidoscope, that you throw up all those stones and sometimes they don't come down for a long time in the right patterns, and then all of a sudden you get lucky. One would hope we could get lucky and get something going, but we have to be prepared to stay in there as long as it takes to get something that will be effective and that will provide the stability.
Oakley believes the UN's Brahimi should be given the room to put his diplomatic skills to test again. Brahimi himself said he felt like a beaten man the last time he worked on Afghanistan, but he's not feeling that way now. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, New York.